I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. forces in Afghanistan say four Americans have been killed in a roadside bombing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The attack took place near Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, the main American base in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission says three of the dead were U.S. service members and the fourth an American contractor. Another three U.S. troops were wounded in the explosion and are receiving medical care. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber detonated explosives that were packed into his vehicle. The fatalities bring the number of U.S. troops killed so far this year in Afghanistan to seven. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policies wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A U.S. judge on Monday issued an injunction halting the Trump administration's policy of sending some asylum seekers back across the southern border to wait out their cases in Mexico. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday hosted Turkish counterpart